News.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Professor Plum!
Welcome back, John!
Welcome back, Professor Plum! Welcome back, Johnny Dean! And I say that, you know, I usually say that just to say something. But now I really mean it.
Because we had a little bit of an absence there.
Well, we were absent because we took a little, you know, summer
vacation.
Summer. You were off with your family, and by family, I mean your wife.
Right, it was the first time my wife and I have had a vacation by ourselves since the kids were born 100 years ago.
120 in my case, yeah. Years ago. And it was kind of only our second trip, mine and my wife's. But, of course, you know, not having kids around the house anymore, you can do stuff, just you and your spouse. My wife and I, our 30th wedding anniversary is coming up in just a few weeks, and so we took this time to go off to Europe and do some things that we absolutely love to do.
We didn't go to Europe. We didn't go that far.
No, but you were out in the wilderness. And
we
so
did. We did the wilderness thing. The Sawtooth Mountain Range in Idaho. Gorgeous. Yellowstone.
You took a nice drive, about a 4,000-mile drive.
All in all, we put just under 4,000 miles on the rental car.
So you circled from... I mean, people don't care. I'm just going to just take 60 seconds, though, and explain where we've been. I mean, we've had some great shows. I don't even know if some people knew we were on tape. It was that's how good a job Adam and Daniel did on this program while we were gone. There were a lot of people behind the scenes. But anyway, you took a little drive to the, you were kind of all over, the Tetons and the...
The Sawtooth, the Yellowstone, Cody Valley over that way, Wyoming.
So you're out wrestling bears and deer and... Living
we saw
like the
lots
pioneer.
Of animals, wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wolf puppies for me. They were so cute. You know, they were playing next to a stream. It was great.
It's not something you see every day when you live in the city, the way you and I do, or the suburb/city. But the whole point of it was, you know, to spend time with your wife, and that was the nice thing. Mine as well. I had a lot of fun. We went off to Germany and in Austria and places in between. It was just great. It was just great. So in case you were wondering, you know, if you tried to call the show and you said, well, where are these guys that are answering the phones? That's why. So I want to just say, when I say welcome back.
Yeah, if we were talking about the IRA limits being $2,000 a year.
Well, I don't think we were quite there yet. We weren't reaching quite that far back into the archives. But anyway, so we are back. We are live. That was the longest actual vacation I've ever taken in my... And it was only 2 weeks. It was two weeks and a few days. Two and a half, really.
It was the longest vacation I've ever taken in my adult life.
Yes. The last time I...
By double.
Easily. My last one was 9 days, and this was twice that, almost. So anyway, the point of that is to tell you we are back live. If you've had pressing money questions that have been going on since... So let's see, what was our last live show? July 18th. So if you've had pressing money questions, you need them answered right now. We're back. And if not, you know what? I mean, we're here because we got so much to talk about. Actually, what we got a lot of, Professor Plum, while we were gone was emails. And okay. So we're going to be doing some of those here in just a little bit. But one of the main...
We're going to be doing them cold because I didn't... The one nice thing about being where I was...
You had no access to anything.
If I had wanted to call or get an email or a text, I couldn't have. And I didn't want to, by the way.
No, of course not.
For about a 10-day stretch, I had absolutely no electronic communication. It was
the
great.
Thing. You had no idea what the 10-year was doing, what the Dow was doing.
I guess it was doing pretty good. The Dow.
Part of it was, anyway. I had access, but I didn't check.
Every other day or so, I would see a headline from the USA Today when we go into camp and get some, or go into
Town.
Into town, basically.
Yes, to make sure you're supplied.
Every third day, I'd see the headline of USA Today. I'd just get the headline. I didn't really care to buy the paper.
No, what's the difference?
It's a bad paper. I just didn't want to buy a paper.
No, what's the difference? It doesn't matter anymore. But what matters is we're back and we're ready to talk about something that's been on your mind, I know, since you left, Professor Plum.
Well, taxes are always on my mind.
Tax brackets in this particular case. And honestly, when we say we're talking about tax brackets, we mentioned this before. I think the last time we talked about this was a few months ago. In fact, it might have been back in early April when we were talking about actual taxes and why it's important. So we're going to delve into that in just a little bit. Some questions on this, which have to do with why you need to know what tax bracket you're in, why tax brackets matter, how you can manage whatever bracket you're in. And then we've had questions from people on a couple of different topics. We've talked about marginal brackets, average tax brackets, etc. And
do those matter?
And as it turned out, they do. Because if they didn't matter, we probably wouldn't talk about them. But we are going to talk about them. Also, we've had some questions coming in. As I said, over the last couple of weeks, as we were gone doing our vacation thingy, different topics, and one of them has to do with the idea of being in, so let's say, the 15% tax bracket. I picked that one. And what happens when you sell assets in them? How do the capital gains, long-term capital gains tax brackets work? So we'll try to get into that and explain some of that in just a little bit. Now, of course, the whole point of this program is not just to have us talk, which we can do. I don't know that everybody wants that necessarily, but we can do that. But it is to interact with you folks. And if you've got questions, money questions, retirement questions, things that you've been itching to ask, we are once again live back here. I'll remind people that we are back live in case you were wondering. 877-PLANNER, our number here in the studio. We've got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER and emails. If you want to get to the stack, we will get to them shortly. Add to them to the stack of emails. You go to our website, wealthed.com. Great updates there at wealthed.com, by the way. All happened while we were gone. Wealthed.com, you'll see a link that says Find Your Answer. And that's what we do here on this program, is answer those questions. That's how you get it. Send it to us here in the studio. You may also want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, who is tanned, rested, and ready, and seemingly available now 24 hours a day for the next several months. I'm kidding about that. But he's available to talk to you about any questions that you have regarding your portfolio, regarding your bucket strategy, Professor, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. Off the air, if you want to get in touch, 800-644-1150. Great way to get in, talk to Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor about what's on your mind. Get into the details, which we really can't do here on this program. 800-644-1150. You can make an appointment. Oh, and speaking of appointments, by the way, we had talked about this before we left, Professor, but you're going to be doing some, I think next month, I still don't have the actual date, some local meet and greets with people, appointments in a couple of different cities, and we're going to add to them as we go on.
That's what I hear, yes.
Okay, and I hope I'm doing this correct. I hope I'm saying the cities of Las Vegas and Phoenix. I think that's where you're going to be,
okay.
At least to start.
Right.
Okay. Is that correct?
So I guess if you want to meet with me directly and help plan your financial future, if you're looking to get a financial plan done by the professor himself, listen for those days and we'll be there.
That's right. And that's pretty good. I'll tell you what, because Professor never talks about himself like that. He's not comfortable promoting himself like that. I will do that.
I'm not.
But you did it right there, and you did a great job. All right. Anyway, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. When you're out for a while, you kind of forget the whole routine.
The routine is, the timing is a little off. But one of the things I realized when I was, on vacation, so I'm looking at ultimately retirement someday.
Oh, yes.
And I'm thinking retirement takes a lot more work than just not going to work. There's a lot of time. I mean, we had things to do every day. We were hiking and doing other things, but you need a strategy. And I'm not just talking about the financial side of retirement.
I'm talking about a life strategy.
You've got to get a whole new routine. And it's something I think anybody who's getting ready to retire really needs to think about. It's not just the money. Retirement isn't just a financial decision. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into retirement other than just, I don't want to work, so I want to sit home all day. That's no fun either. So, you know, I think retirement, we always talk about the financial side of retirement and how important, well, obviously how important it is that you can afford to not go to work. But there's a whole other side of it, the lifestyle side of it. And understanding what it takes to be retired, which will then lead to a lot of what is it going to cost to be retired.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of thought that should be going into that before you actually retire, if you have that option and you just don't find yourself downsized one day and retired. But it was an eye-opener. I had a couple of days where we were back and I wasn't coming into the office yet, and it was like, well, now what?
What now? That's the big thing. You see, you got back a few days before I did, and since we didn't have the show, you weren't going to, you know, come in and talk by yourself. Yeah. There's no reason to do that. But that's exactly it. And many things that you have said before, many things that retired people have found, even if they had enough money, which they did, is what do I do with myself?
Right. And but part of it also is when you're trying to figure out how much money do you need to retire, it's about what are you going to be doing? Some of the things I was thinking about doing is like, well, that costs some money. I just spent a bunch on vacation. Do I really want to spend some more money right now? And so the idea of what I wanted to do, even though it was only a short-term vacation, not retirement itself, it came down to, did I have the money to be able to do, and was I willing to part with the money to do the things on a short-term basis in this respect? But retirement has a lot more than just the financial side of it. And I think we all need to prepare. Hopefully, that's a goal for most people. And it's something we should be all preparing for.
Yeah, it's something that we're going to be talking about a little bit more this week as we move along. All right, 877-PLANNER. Lots to talk about. Your participation required. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy: your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Your money, actually, it's not necessarily all about your money.
All right.
As you said, Professor Rick Plum, there's a lot more to retirement than just the
money.
Financial aspect. The only thing that makes money important is the fact that you can't really do anything without it. I mean, you can't pay your bills. You can't, you know.
It's hard to go places. It's hard to do things. A lot of hobbies that aren't that cheap.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the idea of the fact that when we say money is it's important, but it's not the only thing, that is absolutely true. We know plenty of people with money who took, I think, two or three or four longer years just to get into the swing of retirement.
And money isn't everything, because not everything costs a ton of money. I mean, there are a lot of people that retire, and the things that they want to do don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Whether it's hiking or just, you know, gardening around the house, doing things that, you know, doesn't involve a lot of travel or other, you know, expensive hobby issues. Other people find retirement much more expensive than not retirement, because they want to go out and do things that cost money, whereas when they were working, they didn't have the time to do it.
Right. So all of this has to do with proper planning. And it's not just on the financial side, but on the lifestyle side as well. How do you get together with a spouse that you've been married to for, let's say, for all these years, but you were away at work, both of you in some cases? How do you live together now? How do you just, you know, survive together? How do you do it without your daily routine?
Well, you've got to get a daily routine for one thing.
Well, and in some cases for retirees, their daily routine is just getting up. And you know, if I look at my parents, they have their schedules crowded with stuff, so it's almost like they're still working, but they do something different every day. But on the other hand, there are people whose entire social lives are tied up in their work. You know, they don't hang out with anybody except the people at their work. They don't have time to, and, you know, frankly, that's just kind of how it is. So anyway, it comes down to proper planning. And I said at the top of the hour we're going to talk about tax brackets. And one of the aspects of planning has to do with tax brackets, because Professor Plum, you know what is probably the biggest drag on a performance of a portfolio. It has to do with taxes.
Well, we're talking about retirement and lifestyle and the expenses that you may or may not incur in your retirement. But one of the expenses that you might incur are taxes. And those are expenses that you probably would like to do without. And so understanding something is the first step towards being able to manage and be able to maybe manipulate it to your favor. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult to manage something you don't understand.
Well, and that's just it. How do you manage something if you don't understand how it works? And I think most people know, because we pay our taxes all the time, that there are tax brackets.
There's a lot of misconceptions about it.
And that's why we're talking about it. So let's start with just a couple of them, first of all. Some of the misconceptions about tax brackets right off the bat.
We pay taxes at our average rate. That they somehow come up with a average number, and Every dollar in our income stack is taxed at that average rate.
In other words, I'm in the 25% tax bracket, so that means that 25 cents of every single dollar I earn from January 1st through December 31st it goes away toward taxes. Oh, and by the way, if I happen to bump myself up somehow into the 28 or 33 bracket or whatever, all of a sudden all of my income gets taxed at that rate.
I see that being very common with people who are more likely hourly employees or salaried employees that are fairly stable in their income, get a bonus. And they say, well, that bonus is actually going to cost me more in taxes than the bonus is worth. You know, if I get a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bonus, it's going to cost me $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in taxes. So it doesn't even pay to get a bonus. That's not the truth, and that's not the way it works. But it's all a matter of understanding what's going on. And if you have your taxes done by an accountant, and in many cases, if you do it online, if you look at the different reports, generally one of the reports that you see is a comparison of this year's tax return versus last year's tax return. And at the bottom of that comparison, it shows usually two different numbers, your marginal bracket and your average bracket. My marginal bracket may be 15 or 25%, but my average bracket may be only 8 or 10%, 12%. So, well, which one of those is a real number? Which number do I need to pay attention to understand what's going on in my financial life? And the reality is both and neither, because you're not necessarily being taxed at either one of those brackets on all your income. The marginal bracket is only the last several dollars. The average bracket is only the average of what you paid tax on, not your entire income, because you had deductions, your standard deduction, your itemized deductions, your personal exemptions. And so it's not a matter of, well, I made $100,000, I was in the 8% bracket, therefore, my average bracket, therefore I pay, $8,000 is what I paid. No, because if you made $100,000, you didn't pay taxes on $100,000. You got to deduct certain things, either a standard deduction or itemized deductions. So if you made $100,000 as a married couple combined between the two of them, you only paid tax at probably at worst at $78,000 or so. Not even,
$78,000 of income.
Of that $100,000.
Yeah,
and then
so,
they look at the average of that number.
Right. So the first thing you have, if you had a married couple making $100,000, they're in which bracket now? In which marginal bracket?
Well, it depends on what their itemized deductions were.
Well, but
they might
say,
if all they had was standard deduction, they are just barely into the 25% income tax bracket.
Right. So on that $100,000, the first for a married couple, they have let's say they don't itemize.
Right.
So they have a standard deduction and they have a personal exemption.
And the combination of those are around $21,000, $22,000. So it brings them their $100,000 down to about $78,000, $79,000.
So the first $21,000, $22,000 of income that they made of the $100,000 is not taxed at all.
But that $100,000 that shows up on the W-2 isn't even all the income that they earned.
Mm-mm.
Because maybe they put some money into a 401k. Maybe they paid some health insurance premiums through their paycheck, which many employees do. None of that shows up on the tax return. So if I'm making $100,000, I'm single income household, and my salary is $100,000 exact, but I pay X amount of dollars, $300-$400 a month in health insurance premiums, dental premiums, things of that nature. Well, that doesn't show up on the tax return. Even though my income was $100,000 is not going to show up on the tax return. I put $10,000 into a 401k. That doesn't show up on the tax return. So my $100,000 immediately turned into $95,000 or $85,000 on the tax return to start with. And then I get to start taking my deductions. I get to take that, if I'm married, I take that, call it $21,000, $22,000 off the top of that. So that takes me down to $64,000, $63,000 out of that $100,000. So right off the bat, I had $100,000 of income, but I'm only being taxed in this example on maybe $63,000. Now, $63,000 is right in the, middle high part of the 15% income tax bracket. So do I say, well, I'm in the 15% tax bracket, take that $63,000 times 15%, and that's the amount of money I pay in federal income taxes? Well, no, because it's not all in the 15% bracket. We have a different brackets. We have a 10% bracket on the first $18,000 and change, and then the 15% goes above that up until about $75,000. So we have to look at where we are on that bracket stack.
Right. So during the break, I'll have Professor Plum take this hypothetical person who's making $100,000, single, right?
No, it was a married.
A married. Okay, well, let's take
single
that. Single
income.
All right, single income. All right, so this this married couple making $100,000 and have them figure out roughly, you know, fairly close, how much in taxes they're going to actually pay. And that'll tell you exactly what percentage of their income really is. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Just tuned in. Yeah, we're back live here after an extended couple of week vacation for both Professor Rick Plum and me, spending time with our individual wives. I just say, spend time with our wives like we have more than one. That's no. You spent a couple weeks on vacation with your wife, traveling around the country, or at least half of it.
Tent camping and backpacking and
using pepper spray on bears or whatever you were doing.
Didn't use any, but we did carry it.
But you have it there with you, exactly. You were kind of doing the Davy Crockett thing.
We did find out how bad that pepper spray was, though.
How?
We were hiking into this one lake, and I saw some younger adult gentlemen on the hill laughing and coughing and then running. And it's like, what are these guys doing? And then all of a sudden, I started coughing. And my wife, who was about 50, 70 feet behind me, she started coughing. And then a couple a little further down, they started coughing. The guys had wanted to know what it was like to be hit by that pepper spray, the bear spray. So they just shot it off, not at each other, but just off.
And of course, the wind carried it.
And it carried it and got us all.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So it should be effective
on
a bear.
Pretty effective. Well, I don't know. Bears are a lot bigger and stronger than we are, but... Well, and supposedly it's very effective on the bears.
Well, that's good. That's good. Just try to be upwind from the bear.
And the pepper spray that you carry around for protection around the streets and things, supposedly the bear spray is like 3 or 4 times as potent or as harsh.
Oh, I see.
It's much more harsh. Harsher.
Good. But yeah, I got it. All right. Well, that's good. So you were out doing that. I was in Germany and Austria and...
Not facing bears,
but in the woods. And it is just wonderful. Wonderful. But anyway, so my point being, not that we're going to show you slides. It's going to be next. Slides. Slides of Yellowstone.
Well, my wife put together a montage every day. So if you, well, maybe
there you
I
go.
Can put it on the website.
Okay. There we go. We're going to put that up on wealthed.com. My pictures of Munich and Heidelberg.
Slideshow.
Vienna. Ah, what a wonderful thing. Anyway, so but what I'm saying is we're back and we're live. So if you have questions on anything else, I think we'll be live for the next several months. You can call now, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Before the break, we were talking about tax brackets, why this matters, why it matters that you understand where you are in the tax where you are in the tax brackets and what the tax brackets actually do. Because we've so many times we've been told, I'm in the 25% bracket. I hate this because 25 cents of every dollar I make goes toward tax. It's not true. First of all, it doesn't work that way. So we took a hypothetical
one person working couple, single income, or it could be due, both making
$50,000.
$100,000 of combined, exactly $100,000 of combined total income, $50,000 each, however you want to split it up. But there is, so if you just looked at the brackets, well, the 15% bracket ends about $75,000. So if you're at 100, you say, well, I'm in the 25% bracket. Therefore, I've got to pay 25% on at least some, if not all, of my income. Well, that's not necessarily true. But when you look at your tax return, again, whether it's done online, there's a page where you can get a comparison, or whether an accountant does it for you, a tax preparer, they usually have it at the end, towards the beginning, actually. And it shows you your effective bracket, your marginal bracket, and other things. Now, do those numbers really matter? Well, only if you understand what they're comparing and what they're talking about. You know, statistics can say pretty much whatever you want them to say. You have to understand what's going on behind them. So we're looking at it, $100,000 couple, and they put a combined $10,000 or so into their 401k, and they pay some health insurance. And so what comes out of it is their adjusted gross income is one number, and then they take their standard deduction away, their personal exemptions, and their taxable income is only $63,000. So of the $100 that they earned, they pay taxes on $63,000. Now they're no longer in the 25% income tax bracket. Remember I mentioned the top of the 25 was in the $75,000 range. They're only at 63. So they're in the 15%. They're firmly entrenched in the 15% income tax bracket. So do you just take that number and multiply it by 15% and come up with about $9,900? Well, no, that's not exactly right either. Because the 15% bracket is the second tax bracket. The first, call it $18,000 and change, is taxed at a 10% bracket. And then the amount over that, up to their taxable income in this case, is 15%. So their real tax bracket, or their real tax bill from a federal standpoint, is only $8,800. Now, at the bottom of the page, it says that they're in an average bracket of around 9.4%. Wait a minute, where the heck did that number come from? They're in a marginal bracket of 15. Okay, we understand the 15 marginal. That means that every new dollar
taxed at 15 up until a 15%. Certain point.
Maybe. We'll see. There's some complexity there. But what's that average? Does that mean that I paid on average 9% on every dollar I earned? Well, wait a minute, I paid $8,800 on $100,000 of gross, so that's pretty close. But they're looking at the total tax bill compared to your adjusted gross income. The adjusted gross income doesn't include all of your income. Remember, you got to take away certain things like your 401k and some other things. So does that average bracket number really matter? Well, yeah, it's an important number to see what you're dealing with, but you have to take it into context. The more important number, I think, is for many people, that marginal number. What is it going to cost me for the next dollar that I earn? For most people, they're looking at the marginal bracket. They usually have at least a little bit of room in that marginal bracket. But the marginal bracket only lasts for so long. Unless your marginal bracket is the highest of the brackets, 39.6, which very few people are in. You'd be lucky to be in that one, because that means that your overall income is in the probably the 600,000, 500 to 600,000 or better range. But for those of us who are not in that, we have different brackets ahead of us. And if we make too much money, we may step out of the 15% marginal bracket and go into the 25% marginal bracket, or go up to the 28, 33, 35, and ultimately the 39.6, which I actually think is a pretty good goal, to be making enough money to have enough income to put me into that highest of high brackets. I'll take that. I'll take the $1 million income and the 39.6 marginal bracket that comes with it. I'll take it. As long as it's not phantom income, as long as I can actually keep it.
No, as long as you can actually keep it and spend it any which way you choose. Sure.
I'll take that higher tax bracket.
All right, so the bigger question for most people watching and listening, by the way, 877-PLANNER if you have questions.
How do you manage it?
The biggest question is, how do you manage it? Because I don't want to pay taxes if I can help it at all.
Well, if you know what bracket you're in, then you know where you are, and you can say, okay, my taxable income was $63,000. I'm in the 15% bracket. How much more room do I have in that bracket? Did it make sense for me to put that $10,000 into the traditional 401k, or should maybe I have been putting it into the Roth 401k, not getting a deduction for it? How much is that going to cost me? And now we can start making a determination. Which is going to work better? The tax deduction today, where I'm saving 15%, or the tax-free income in the future. So we look into the future and say, what might the tax bracket look like in the future? If I'm in the same or higher income tax bracket in the future, that Roth may be a good idea today. So take the $10,000 that I was putting into my traditional 401k, and if I put it into the Roth, my taxable income goes from 63 to 73, still in the 15% bracket. I still have that, so I can gauge where I'm at and how much room I have to do different things with, and I can make the best choice for what I have available to me. And so I can put that into a Roth IRA so that when I retire and I start receiving my pension, I start receiving my Social Security, I start taking distributions out of my IRA, and all those add up to $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, and I'm in the same bracket early, I have this pool of tax-free money to be able to take a distribution from if I need to, without affecting my retirement tax bracket, without pushing me into another bracket, without affecting my Social Security taxability, without affecting my I'm hoping that Medicare premium goes away, that extra Irma thing that, you know.
What is it?
It's Irma. It's the increased, oh gosh, now I can't remember.
You knew this before you went on vacation, but. Well, if just understand that if you make too much money,
your Medicare premiums may go up.
Right. It has to do with the ACA, as I recall.
Income-related monthly adjustment amount.
That's it. Okay. IRMA. Just understand that if you make that, if you make it over a certain amount, you may be subject to
$85,000 singles, $170,000 married.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that adjust as we go along. And we're just talking about ordinary income items. We're talking about your wages, interest, non-qualified or ordinary dividends, short-term capital gains, IRA distributions, passive income. They're all ordinary income items. And what we've been talking about is managing those. Now we've also got to look at Social Security, qualified dividends, long-term capital gains, because the taxability on those particular issues are different than the taxability of all those other types of income I just mentioned. And so how do we play the game, and how do we understand? But understanding is a key to managing the expense that we hate.
Because if you had that $100,000 of income, but 30 grand or 35 of it was Social Security income.
Well, now your taxable income is going to be a little bit lower because not all of that 30 or 35, 40, whatever your Social Security benefit is, is taxable.
No, it isn't. In fact, I think they're only going to look at about half of it.
Nope.
Higher?
Oh, yeah. That particular issue.
On that issue. All right. That's true. That's to determine the taxability of your Social Security payment itself.
Right.
Okay. All right. You see how easy this is. All right. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum will take your calls and your emails and talk more when we come back with more Bucket Strategy.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Program is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum here from Lucia Capital Group. Another hour coming up. A whole lot more to talk about here. Kind of been going over tax brackets and the importance of it. And I know people sometimes say, tax brackets, I want to think about taxes. You got to think about taxes. Well, at least you or your financial advisor should be thinking about taxes. One of the biggest, if not the biggest drag on your portfolio has to do with taxes. We've been talking mainly about the federal side because some, you know, different states have different taxes and they have different tax rates. Some have no tax at all. So we're really the one that all of us have to pay has to do with the federal tax bracket. Now, we had taken a hypothetical married couple making $100,000. That's their total income for the year before they even take away the health insurance and the deductions, the 401k standard deduction and all that stuff. And we determined that they're going to pay about, what'd you say, $8,800 in federal taxes?
$8,500, yeah.
All right, $8,500. Okay. And the question came up is, the question that came up was, how do you get that number lower? One of the things you can do is contribute more to a 401k.
Right. Or should you get that number lower?
Or should you? In some cases, it might make sense to raise it a little bit and take some of that money and put it into what we had said was a Roth IRA.
If you're a diligent saver, you're 55 or so, and you've already saved up a large amount of money, you've been blessed to have a large amount of money in your tax-deferred accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, things of that nature, and you're looking at forward and you're saying, I'm going to have $1.5 million, $2 million, that's $80,000 of income in retirement or so. Well, it might be better to pay a little more in taxes today and build up a Roth IRA going forward rather than let that tax-deferred money continue to build and add more to it.
So exactly.
Maybe things to do. Or if you're retired and you've got room, maybe it makes sense to do some conversions. But understanding where you are on the tax brackets and what you're going to have to pay. Now, I've heard people say, well, you pay taxes at the average bracket. So in my example, we were at a 9% average bracket. So if I did a conversion, if you really paid your taxes at your average bracket, you would be paying 9% of that converted money, converted traditional IRA to Roth IRA, in taxes. No, you don't pay taxes at the average bracket. You pay taxes at the marginal bracket. In some cases, you don't even pay taxes at the marginal bracket because there's other things that go into calculating your taxability. And for retirees, it's that daggum very weird calculation on how much in taxes you pay on your Social Security that really gums up the works.
Yeah, so what do you do, Professor Plum, if that $100,000, if a good chunk of that, call it $40,000 between you and your spouse, happens to come from Social Security?
Well, it depends on how large the rest of your income is. In that example, you're probably at the 85% level already. And so you've maxed out the taxability of your Social Security. If you've got $40,000 of Social Security and you've got $60,000 of other income, IRA distributions, pensions, things of that nature, then you're pretty much going to be paying tax on the 85% of your Social Security. Nothing you can do about that. But what if you're flipped around and you both have very good Social Securities, you waited until later to take your Social Securities, and you're getting $60,000 in Social Security and $40,000 from other income? Well, now you've got a bigger issue, because now not all of your Social Security is taxable. Now a portion of it, 50%, 60% of it may be taxable. It's not a trigger where you reach X number of dollars of income and then all of a sudden, boom, 50% of your income is, you reach another trigger, boom, 85%. It's a scale that the larger you go past certain breakpoints, the more of the benefit is taxable. But it's not an automatic 50% or 85%. So what's happening is we're into the point where we're paying taxes on some of our Social Security. And we think, okay, where our adjusted gross income is $30,000 after all of our expenses, you know, our deductible expenses, you know, if we do itemize, or our standard deductions. So therefore, I should be able to do a $10,020. Hey, if I'm at $30,000 of taxable income the way I sit right now, I've got that. We know that for a married couple, the top of the 15% tax bracket is a little over $75,000. That means I should have $45,000 worth of room to be able to convert traditional IRA to Roth IRA. Unfortunately, it doesn't work quite like that, because for every dollar, at least for a while, that I show of conversion, every new dollar I show on my tax return, even though that new dollar is in the 15% tax bracket, there's another 85 cents of my Social Security that previously was not being taxed, but now is subject to tax. So my effective cost, even though I'm in the 15% marginal tax bracket, my effective cost on that particular example is like almost 28%. How'd you come up with that number? I'm paying 15% on $1.85 for every dollar that I convert. $1 of the conversion and 85 cents of Social Security that previously wasn't taxed.
Yep.
And so that effective, so my average bracket was like 9%. My marginal bracket's 15%, but the true cost to me,
the actual money that's going out,
that true expense for that next dollar that I showed on my return, was like 27.75%. Those are the things we need to understand to be able to create an effective tax plan.
So, you know, Pete, I've got a couple minutes here for the hour. People might be saying, well, wait a minute, how do I understand that? You know, taxes.
Well, if your advisor doesn't understand it, you need a different advisor.
That's exactly it. So what should a person be saying to their advisor? I mean, I'm
how
sure you hear
work?
All the time. You say, well, I'm paying a lot in taxes. How do I stop paying so much in taxes? There are ways to manipulate.
Well, let's see where your taxable event is coming from. What is happening on your tax return? You know, I really dislike the, you know, promotions that say, we can automatically save you up to 50% of the tax bill. How can anybody say that until they see what's actually happening? If you're a single individual, you're making, you're an employee, you make a wage, you don't own your standard deduction, all that, there's not a whole lot you can do. It is what it is. Either you increase your 401k or not. That's about all you can do. Now, on the other side, if you're a business owner or doing some other things, then you've got some manipulation that you can potentially work with. If you're a retiree and you can vary your income between Roth IRA distribution, traditional IRA distribution, now we've got some movement. We've got some ability to play games on the tax return. But if the only thing on your tax return are your wages, and your wages are your wages, it's pretty hard to mess with your tax return.
Get lower wages.
Yeah.
which really isn't a great solution.
And in your case, it may be better to pay a little more and get more. It's all about understanding where it is. When I have new advisors, when I teach classes on taxes, the first thing we do with taxes is understand each line of the tax return so we know where that number comes from to know how to manipulate it.
They should be doing that and working with you if you need Professor Plum off the air to help you out. 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing when we come back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.